You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
Very well, thank you, Rachel. Very well.
It's good to chat with you. There's plenty going on in the city, so let's get stuck straight into it, I reckon. We've got a big consultation that ends on Thursday this week, and that is looking at the long-term plan for Auckland City, which is, you know, a good 10 years of strategy. And you're calling, well, everybody from council, but also from lots of different agencies and interest groups are calling on the public to have their say on this. Where do they go? What are they actually talking about at the moment if people have missed the memo about the long-term plan?
They've missed the memo. Yeah, look, it is a big it's a big deal for Auckland Council because it does have some significant changes to potentially the way we're doing things in council that are going out to the people of Auckland to have their say. And there's only two more days to go. It closes at 11:58 or almost Cinderella time on Thursday, just before Easter. That's the 28th of March. So it's all on, aka have your say, the consultation document. But it, look, I just thought I might just take people through some kind of the big stuff in there, because there is a lot. Obviously, the things that people are interested in any budget is rates. So there are three options for rates over the kind of the next 3 years and out for 10 years. Because an LTP is actually 10 years of planning, but it's done every three-year term. So it's, you know, the concentrated time that people are looking at is in the next 3 years. So there's three options for rates rises. There's a pay less, get less option. There's a middle option, a central proposal, and there's a pay more, get more. And what that kind of means is that there is an investment under that rates spend that varies depending on how much rates that the people of Auckland think is a fair amount of rates to pay. And interestingly enough, you know, a lot of people say, oh, our rates are too high in Auckland. But actually, when you compare us to the rest of New Zealand, even the pay more, even the most expensive option, is not as expensive as some of the other places throughout the country. But so rates is a big one. The other big strategic option and strategic change potentially around income for Auckland Council is around the future, an Auckland Future Fund. And that is tied up with what we do with the port and the airport shares.
So this is one that's already had a lot of discussion in the public over the last 18 months about whether or not those should be in public ownership or whether they should be privately sold off. And I know people will have very strong feelings about that. Just before we move too quickly on from the rate stuff, I really do recommend people go and really read about it, because while that's quite a good quick categorisation, Desley, it is obviously much more complex than that and not necessarily quite so straightforward as you know, the three bowls of porridge or something. You know what I'm trying to say. So
it is very complicated, and you know, doing less means that actually exactly that. It means that there is less investment, for example, around, you know, climate change initiatives and all this kind of stuff. So there is a lot to read. And look, it is complicated, but you know, and it's very hard to try and separate it. I just want to correct you on something. We're actually not selling anything to do with the port, though. It's a lease operation. So whether you agree with that or not, there is no sale around the port. I just thought I'd mention that. Look, there's a lot in. Yeah, there's a lot in there. And we also give Auckland the option of, you know, what do you want to do more of or less of? For example, transport, you know, and public transport, the city centre, the environment, parks and community. We're asking Auckland, what are those big headings? Do you want us to do more in this space or maybe less in that space and more in something else? You know, are major events important to you?
Yeah.
You know, is restoring our natural environment important to you? So, look, the long-term plan is split up into a number of 12 big parts. you don't have to have a say on everything.
No, I was about to just say, if this is all sounding a wee bit overwhelming to you, but you do have something you feel particularly strongly about, you can actually just submit on that thing as well.
Yeah, one thing, yeah.
If you have the energy and the inclination, it is great to submit on everything because it does all affect us as people living in Auckland City. But yeah, it is a massive one, and there is plenty we could talk about. But Desley, there's also plenty of other things happening around the city too. So just quickly, let's remind people where they can go to have their say on this very significant long-term plan and when they've got until.
Okay, so it's on the Auckland Council website, is under AK Have Your Say. You can actually phone and have your say. You can go to the local library, a council service centre or a local board office to get the information and have, you know, give your feedback there. It is closing on Thursday just before midnight. That's just in a couple of days, at 11:58 on Thursday. That's when it closes. And as they say in life, you don't have a say, you can't complain.
We could have a whole discussion about the ways in which people feel empowered to have their say, Desley, but we do not have the time to have that this morning. Let's talk a little bit about transport fare changes that are coming into effect pretty soon. This is one that has also been, I guess, much discussed and agonised over, but what is it actually going to mean for people in terms of how much money's coming out of their hop card or their pocket every week?
Yeah, I think it's important to give people as much notice. There's been a bit of media around it, but in case people have missed it, as much notice as possible that the fare subsidies for 13 to 24-year-olds and 5 to 12-year-olds will change as of the end of April. So that will mean that, you know, parents and households, you know, that they will have to just budget for a little bit more for public transport use for young people. So, look, just to give you a bit of an idea, the current secondary school fare, for example, on a three-stage zone is currently $1.75. That will go up to $3.55. If you're at a child 13 to 15, $2.15 goes up to $4.40 for a fourth stage. So I urge people to really have a look at these fare changes.
They are
going to make a difference.
Double. It's a big jump. I just wanted to ask, how are you feeling about this? Because I know this is not something that people are feeling very easy about. That is quite a big dent in a lot of people's budgeting for the week. How do you feel about this? Are you happy this change is coming in? You're feeling not happy about it? What are you personally thinking on this one, Desley?
Look, no, I mean, if I had my way, I'd make public transport as reasonably priced as possible, because that's the whole aim, isn't it? Is to get people on public transport. But I do understand that everyone's under budget constraints. And I'm not the government, so it's not, you know, that's their call. But, you know, all we've got to do is try and, I mean, from my personal perspective, the more people on public transport, the better. And I don't want to see people priced out of public transport at Auckland, and I think that would be a crying shame. And I also believe in, as much as possible, to get our young people using public transport, because I know that if they get used to it and it works for them, that becomes a longer-term thing. Auckland Transport did look at whether we could continue the free and half-price travel for young people within our own Auckland transport budget. But, you know, that was ruled out because it's going to cost us a lot of money. I mean, it's about $61.5 million.
It is a lot of money. But it is something that we are seeing all the expert advice is saying we need to get this as low as possible. As you just said, Desley, we need to get this as low as possible, as soon as possible, to make it a viable option for people. Is this something that the council is, you know, keeping on the burn as an option to look at how we can make more affordable transport in the city in the near future? Is this something that is still going to be talked about, or is this just being pushed off the table for the minute?
Well, I think, as I said to you, you know, with an estimated annual cost to Auckland Transport, of approximately over $60 million, it just wasn't deemed possible without central government support. So maybe that's something that people, you know, may feel really strongly about and want to have a say via the LTP process, you know. have their say around that. But at the moment, you know, without a match from central government, we can't, Auckland Transport feel that they can't fund it for themselves. So I just urge parents to have a look at the change to their student, to their, you know, kids' bus fares, and to look at for students to, you know, keep an eye on their concessions, because there might have to be some budget application, you know, implications for you as a family, and, you know, for students, et cetera, going forward.
Yeah, totally.
As of the end of 1st of May.
Well, that is almost all we've got time for this morning, Desi, but we are heading into the Easter long weekend. Anything that people can look forward to doing around Tāmaki if they're staying put for the long weekend?
Yeah, there's always a lot to do over Easter. You know, for those who celebrate the Christian festival, they've got their thing. But for those who don't, there's an Easter egg hunt, for example, at the Auckland War Memorial Museum, which is really great for kids. There's beautifully decorated eggs hidden in our galleries there. There's obviously the Easter show, which is often very popular. There's, you know, there's something, for example, at the Howick Historical Village. They've got an Easter extravaganza out there. So there's lots and lots of things going around on and over Easter. I just urge people to, whatever Easter means for you, have a very safe and happy Easter holiday. And so, remember, daylight saving comes in next week after Easter.
It does, and then we're suddenly going to be in the depths of winter. Hey, thank you so much, Desley. It's great to have you on the show. I hope you have a lovely Easter with your whānau as well, and we will see you in a couple of weeks' time. Ka kite.
Same to you. Ka kite. Thanks, Rachel.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.